There's only one thing left.
What you wanna do? What you wanna do?
Justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. And you have made it to World Poetry Open Mic. You survived the week. And you have a voice here on KZKO, The Vibe. A broadcast for your modern life. A progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Progressive, that's the word.
You know, I've got to say, that production piece was over the top, my friend.
It was a little over the top. Well, thank you. A little bit of wine and late hours go a long way towards epicness.
Before we get too into the show, I know we're not a political talk or sports talk or anything like that, but we have to address the issues of the day, the tragedy that happened in Connecticut. And I just want everybody to know you're welcome to call and share your poetry. We encourage you, if you've written a poem, to share your poetry about the event. But we want to keep our show lighthearted, and we don't want you to think that we've forsaken the people that were involved in that. Our prayers go out to them, to the families, to the emergency workers that had to deal with that today. I feel a special kinship to them because I work in an ER room, main gig.
Right.
And I just wanted to address it. You know, it's a horrible thing that someone would do that.
I have nothing to say about it. I mean, I can't say anything about it, I think. But
I do want to take issue. I was watching the news listening to the news on the way in, and someone was on the news saying, you know, we need to take guns away from the American public. And every time something like this happens, Columbine, the Century 16 shooting, someone comes out and say, we need to take guns away from people. And I'm saying, who was the perpetrator? He was the outlaw that had the gun. If there was someone there that had a gun that was trained to use it, that probably wouldn't have lasted as long. That's all I'm saying. Enough said. Like I said, we're not political talk. Go ahead and give us a call, 303-386-3598.
On a light note. Following that, we're here with YouTube personality Wyatt Kane. How's it going, Wyatt?
It's going lovely.
It's going
lovely.
Very lovely.
Oh, I lost my bet.
Hold on. Start over. Mr. J. Todd Underhill here. You're supposed to be doing. I think you owe me an accent, buddy.
Well, okay. So let me redo the bet here. Okay.
Recap the bet.
We got the Redskins versus the Ravens.
Right. And Jay Todd bet that the Ravens would win.
Right. Okay. And if the Ravens win, Mike, you would do four shows with an accent.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Jay Todd, if you won, then you would do four shows with an accent, but did you come in with one?
I didn't because of the seriousness of the day. I will go ahead and pick one up.
What do you think?
Hell, I don't know. I might talk like a Missourian. I've got a good friend down in Missouri.
A Missourian?
Yeah.
That's not even a word.
Oh, I've been to Missouri. You've been in Missouri.
You've been to Missouri?
Yeah.
Missourian's a word?
I'll do Missourian.
Okay. Are you going to do a poem in Missourian?
I will. Let me look one up here real quick.
Is it hard to find a poem to read in Missourian?
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah, it is.
Actually, we have a gentleman on the line already.
Yes, and he did an accent as well last week.
He did an accent as well last week. Dennis, are you there with us?
Dennis, hello, Dennis. Hello? Dennis, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Thank you for calling in again this week, my brother. You have something to share with us?
Yes, I do. I have a poem. The title is Ground Zero, and it goes like this. You are under siege. Insults and verbal assaults, misinformation, lies, and innuendo, all are seeking a haven in your head. A nod of agreement will do. A disenfranchised surrender. Lethargic apathy is welcomed, even embraced. Oh, you can complain a bit, but do keep it down to the level of the bleeding of the other sheep around you. Or, you can stand like a man, counter error with truth, discerning the propaganda and lies, not following the flock of the deceived. Never give away your right to think and reason, for when you do, you give away your freedom.
Wow. Dennis.
Yes, sir.
That was a powerful piece, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your kind words, as always.
Thank you, Dennis. Really, thank you very much for calling.
I've got to say you are a great friend of the show, and I am so blessed to have you in my life, both online and here at the World Poetry Open Mic, my friend.
I thank you both, J. Todd and Michael. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to next time.
God bless. Call us next week, Michael. Or call us next week, Dennis, sorry. You're always here, brother.
I have to be here. Dennis, we really appreciate it, man. And once again, give us a call if you want to read, 303-386-3598, 303-386-3598. What do you got for us, buddy? In your accents, by the way.
I'm going to be doing my Missourian accent. I know, when I was talking with Dennis, I slipped out of it. I'm sorry. I'm feeling like a mush mouth.
Are you feeling like a mush mouth?
That's right. I'll do this poem in my accent.
Should I take one for the team and just do an accent?
Your choice. We might drive away to listen.
Are you saying no? Not yet. My count accent from Sesame Street might drive people away.
One bomb. Sorry. This is entitled Leon Cafe. Out on the plains in a town so small. What is a diner 6 days of the week? On Sundays, it's God's meeting hall where Christians come to pray and speak. Crosses made of horseshoes and baling wire, showing the way to redemption. Christ-like qualities is what to we all aspire. From our sins, he provides exemption. Coffee and cinnamon rolls are served. In fact, they are given away for free. For the peace of the Sabbath to be preserved, the diner and church absorbs the fee. 6 days a week, they feed the body. No other diner comes near it. On Sundays, the church it doth embody and feeds the hungry spirit. I suck at accents, I'll tell you. I'm probably driving away our listeners. Know,
I was going to say, you sounded French.
Little French.
A little French.
A little French. A little fringe French is what you sounded like.
French on the edge.
French on the edge. So Wyatt, what's going on, man?
I'm having a wonderful day.
Did we cover why Wyatt is a celebrity? How he is a celebrity? Why he's here?
he just wandered in off the street, really.
Yeah, we've been to him at 7-Eleven and said, hey, we're doing a radio show. You want to come down, hang out with us?
It was really just buying a bag of Doritos, and suddenly my son of my life looked up for me.
And really, the story that many people don't really know is that we, as poets, don't have a lot of money. So we wanted some Doritos, and we saw a guy with Doritos and invited him on the show, and he actually gave us said Doritos to be on the show.
I did have chips to spare.
No, in all seriousness, he is a YouTube
personality.
Celebrity,
yeah.
Personality, yeah. Yes. How many videos do you do a week, brother?
About four to seven, depending on the week. So
that's productive, there, man.
It's intense. Well, I mean, you were filming. What was it last night? And now you're.
Yep.
And you're after this. You told me you were going back to edit, right?
Yep. I've got a video that has to be up in the morning. So after that's this, I'll crazy. Be. Editing until 4 in the morning.
I was going to say, do you sleep at all?
No. There is no sleep.
That's why we get along, is because neither of us really ever sleep. So.
There's never any sleep.
Before we go any further, we do have another caller on the line. Yeah. Please welcome Ellie Lejeune. Ellie, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jay Todd.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay. I just heard Dennis do his beautiful poem a few minutes ago.
Yes. And you wanted to share one with us?
I'm sorry?
Did you want to share one with us as well?
Well, I turned it off when I called you because I thought that might not be a good idea to have it on at the same time. But I was listening to Dennis's poem, and him and I were in contact which ones we were going to read tonight when we called.
Oh, so you're on the poetry boards as well. Which one are you on?
I'm on the same way with Dennis White that just did his poem. We've been friends for years, and I'm on allpoetry.com.
And what's your moniker out there?
Ellie Lejeune.
And do I have you on my friends list? Because the name's kind of ringing a bell, but I wasn't sure.
No, I don't think we are. I think you're sort of new on the Bandits group, aren't you?
Well, relatively new. I've been there for a couple of years. I haven't been active because I've been pursuing live poetry and whatnot, which I encourage all you poets to do. Find a local open mic. Go down, support it. And if you can't do that, then by all means call us here, like Ellie Lejeune's doing.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that around where I live. So this was kind of exciting with Dennis. We've been talking back and forth. He said, oh, yeah, I want you to give him a call and read one of your poems. So I don't know how you feel about that.
Go for it. What are you going to share with us tonight?
All right. Well, it's a poem called Love's Ancient Passions. And it's a poem that it's a very beautiful love poem. It's gotten quite a few awards and contests, including the Gold. And it's a poem I wrote about our marriage. We've been married almost 49 years.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Go ahead and share.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Of course.
Right. Okay. It's called Love's Ancient Passions. My love for you is an ancient love. As for eons, the sun has risen on that one perfect spring morning with the purity of Earth's fragrance that transcends all worldly thoughts and goes beyond the heart's mere beating as feeling of human needs. As out of the ashes, new birth, this love is reborn from pain that it no longer remembers and holds you tenderly with cherish. A love so full and so beyond that oceans roar pounding with passions old upon the sands of eternal time and never ending are as nothing or everlasting. Love's stillness of a snowy early morn pervades the soul with deep warmth of old fires, quiet flames of joy. Love that will last above the beyond of time's immortal passing. You are my beloved, sanctioned by He who created all bliss, and yet I shall love you all the morrow. In all your frailty do I hold dear, for this essence that is you is tender and gentle flame of love, and so on this love shall fire burn bright in the hearts of our children, and they will one day know this love was an ancient love beyond all earthly days or mere mortal understanding.
Beautiful. Ellie? I love that one.
Thank you.
And as soon as I get home and my computer is up and running, I'm going to be adding you to my friends list on All Poetry because that was very strong.
Ellie, that was very nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You have a great day, a great evening.
Thank you. And call back next week if you have some more to share with us.
I will, definitely.
Excellent. Look forward to hearing from you, Ellie.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Ellie. Once again, this is World Poetry Open Mic. If you want to read tonight, 303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598. We're here with Wyatt Kane.
And we forgot to mention our sponsors.
Oh, yes.
Yes, right. USA Carpets.
USA Carpet, that's right. USA Carpet, INC.com.
And Off the Vine, they were here last night, along with the Bronco legend, Rod Smith. They were actually in studio. Megan Carlson came down to promote her products and her business. It was a great time. She actually brought sandwiches for the crew down here. It was
what?
A great thing.
This Come on, I wasn't invited to this.
You were invited, but...
I wasn't invited.
You had some other artsy thing to go to.
Yeah, that was cool. They had sandwiches, too.
I like sandwiches.
You like? Well, you should have been invited, too.
Right.
Everybody who likes sandwiches should have been invited.
And then our unofficial sponsor, because they don't even know we're plugging them, but our unofficial pizza sponsor.
Oh.
Only because we hold our pre-show meeting there today.
Yes.
Rico's
yes.
in Inglewood.
Rico's. We've all been to Rico's.
Have you been to Rico's?
He's okay.
He's answering the phone.
I've been to Rico's.
Yes, yeah, so you've been to Rico's. The thing that there's a few steps to Rico's. You go to Rico's, you sit down, you order, you get your food, you eat. And then you make camel noises because it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, and then I just really freak everybody out sitting around me at the table.
It's yeah, awesome. I think, yeah.
And then, of course, the major sponsor selling their product for getting on American Idol. It's idolvoicelessons.com. Everything you need to know to heighten your chance of being on the show. Basically, step-by-step instructions. Everything you need to know to... do well in their auditions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's actually been a really big success just in the last week. But it really helps people kind of get the edge and know how to compete in this really highly competitive thing that they're doing, trying to get on the shows. And that's the big first step. So this helps with that. Idolvoicelessons.com. It's definitely worth taking a look.
All right. And we've got another caller. Please welcome to the line. A longtime supporter of the open mic that I do in Inglewood. Please welcome Paul Bruce. Paul, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Right on. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. How you doing? We got me on the air. Are we ready to do this?
You're on the air. Go ahead and share.
Let's do this.
A small poem by J. Todd Underhill.
I was not writing poetry or writing anything. I had all types of little journals laying around that had gathered dust mainly. And I was invited to a open poetry reading about 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago this week, and I heard a character named J. Todd Underhill get up and read a poem about, well, a liqueur drink that I've never tried yet, but in it he mentioned an emerald muse. I was captivated. I was like, I just saw this crystal clear little fairy person out in the woods, and I just thought, if you even breathe, this thing's going to shatter. And I started scrambling in my pockets for a piece of paper. And while he continued to read a couple, I jotted down something with the delicious title of "Your Words Stick to My Brain Like Gum," and I gave it to him at the end of the night. And I guess we've all done that if we go hear some rock star and we finally get to meet him backstage. We're like, oh, you know, I wrote this for you, you know. So I don't know how I made him feel. I wasn't gushing, but
well,
I did write this poem for him. And it goes something like this. Your words stick to my brain like gum on a hot summer day to my shoe. They won't scrape off, but make a bigger mess the more I try to think away. A tar baby in my mind, growing and encompassing my whole universe of verbs and adverbs and conjugated rhymes until I yield again tonight to the Emerald Muse. She is yours, but for a moment I saw a vision so clear I could not look away. Inside my head, your words stick to my brain like gum. Dedicated to Mr. J. Todd Underhill. Thank you, gentlemen, for running this World Poetry Night.
Oh, brother, you flatter me. When you gave me that poem, it was the first time anybody had ever done that for me, and you could have knocked me over with a feather. I just want to say thank you, and I'm glad that I inspired such a strong poetic voice.
Well, I am so glad because I'm writing every day now, sometimes two or three poems a day. I've hit 200 poems just this last month, and it took me the first year to get to 100 because I'd get up to 80 or 90 and then delete a dozen, and then I'd get back up to 80 or 90 and delete a dozen more, but I'm finally up to around 240 poems. So thanks to you, sir, for launching a poetic career.
Well, you know what? I got to say fervently, that makes absolutely one of us on this phone line that's doing that, because I'm in a writer's block mode right now.
Well, they come and they go, but I do appreciate what you're doing right now. You got people calling in from all over, so I'm going to get off and free the lineup.
Excellent. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
You guys did great.
Thank you. Well, hey, we're going to be going to break, but first, if you want to give us a call and read your poetry on the air, 303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598.
The suspense is killing me.
You know what? The suspense is killing me. I hope it lasts. My favorite line ever. All right, so we're going to be heading to break.
Oh, my goodness. That was... Oh, that's from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, beautiful. Sorry. Now we're going to break. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe.
We're professionals.
We are. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Come to the beach and get your tan on. With over 31 locations in the Denver metro area, At the Beach is sure to put some color back in your life. For more information, visit their website at www.atbtanning.com. Also log on to www.kzkoradio.com to join the Vibe Club today for your chance to win a $30 gift card. At the Beach, it's tanning time, baby.
You've got the World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. Michael Amadeus in the studio, Wyatt Kane. Wyatt Kane is a YouTube celebrity, and I've never had a YouTube celebrity on, so I don't even know what we're going to talk about other than we do have poetics and we share a love of music and everything like that. And you said you wanted to share something with us, is that correct?
Yeah, I figured... go off the beaten track a little bit and read something that I may or may not have come up with on my own.
All right.
We'll call this the locomotion. Everybody is doing a brand new dance now. Come on, baby. Do the locomotion. I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now. Come on, baby, do the locomotion. There's never been a dance that's so easy to do. It even makes you happy when you're feeling blue. So come on, do the locomotion with me.
Beautiful.
I thought so.
That was heartfelt.
It was very heartfelt.
Heart-rending.
Heart gut-wrenching.
Gut-wrenching, yes. Which segues to mine. I promised that I would read our graphics artist for the World Poetry Open Mic a special poem.
Oh, that's actually really nice. Is that the locomotion part two?
No, this is something different.
Part do.
But it reminded me of this because we share our love for music.
Yes.
So I will read this. This is dedicated to Amanda, our graphics artist. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. I got to make you understand. I'm never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to run around and desert you. Never going to make you cry. Never going to say goodbye. Never going to tell a lie and hurt you. known each other for so long. Your heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say it. Inside, we both know what's been going on. We know the game, and we're going to play it. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. I'm never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to run around and desert you. Never going to make you cry. Never going to say goodbye. Never going to tell a lie and hurt you. Amanda, you just got Rickrolled in the most poetic way.
Aw, yeah.
Brother, I'm very, very impressed with
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie. I got pretty far into that before I figured out what was going on. Before
you realized? Yeah. I was sitting there thinking, yeah, this is surprisingly poignant.
Yeah. Who knew Rick Astley had such a...
You know, I was doing show prep on that one. I actually looked up the song and looked up Rick Astley. I mean, I was actually taking my show prep seriously. Would you believe that he and I share a birthday?
Yes, I would.
Oh, my goodness. I was just like, February 6th? Really? Come on, Rick. You could have picked any other day of the year.
You know who I share a birthday with? Which I'm really surprised with. Three people. World Game Changers.
Okay.
Mm.
Keanu Reeves.
Ooh.
Hugh Grant.
Oh.
And Selma Hayek.
Wow.
Nice. Who do you share? Do you share a birthday with anybody famous?
There are a couple, but I don't seem to remember what
you
who,
share
who
one
they
with
were.
With Wayne Humphrey, bass player of the Flying W Wranglers.
Wow,
that's good.
He's a good guy. Obscure,
but I do
good.
Like Wayne. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. Actually, he was very, very nice. Good friend. All right. So if you want to read on the air, give us a call 303-386-3598. That's 303-386-3598. We've got.
I'm going to ask our board monkey to queue up his mic. Do you share a birthday with anybody famous?
Yes, the boss.
The boss, Springsteen.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Not Ira. Not the boss.
Oh no! Not okay. not Ira.
Okay.
Bruce Springsteen.
All right.
Okay.
Anybody else?
I'm sure maybe a few people were born.
There's
on your
plenty
birthday.
Of them on that day, but that's the one that really sticks out.
All right. Here's what I've got on mine: Ronald Reagan, Babe Ruth, Fabian. Axl Rose and Bob Marley.
Sorry about Axl.
I know.
I thought Fabian.
And of
was
course,
good.
Rick Astley now too.
I did actually just look it up, and I've got Carlos Santana.
Which That's great.
Yeah. Omar Epps.
Ooh.
And
the star.
And the late Billy Mays.
Really?
Really?
Exactly. OxyQueen for the win.
Here's our category for tonight. If you share a birthday with someone famous and you want to share poetry, give us a call at 303-386-3598. Once again, that's 303-386-3598.
And really, to communicate what he just said there, basically everybody can call and read poetry here. Because I'm sure there's a famous person born on your birthday. So give us a call.
That's exactly what I was saying.
303-386-3598. It doesn't even have to be one person that we think is famous. It could just be
anybody. It could be a YouTube celebrity.
It could be a YouTube celebrity. Actually, I think you are famous. I believe you are famous.
I'm about as famous as I think I am.
He's a legend in his own mind, yes.
Which is really the goal, ultimately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Once you're as famous as your ego tells you you are.
I'm my own biggest fan.
Do you stalk yourself?
A little bit, yeah. I sit outside my own window with a camera.
You're in the shower when you're not looking?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. So we're going to have a few cool things coming up. One of the things we're going to do is kind of premiere a little clip of a song by this band called The Silent Still, who's just released an electronic kind of package of cool stuff, a couple really cool stories, some music and all that. We're going to promote them here in a minute. Do you have anything else you want to read tonight here, buddy? I know you have plenty of things you were talking about before the show.
I've got plenty of things to read, but really it's up to the callers. I'm not here to read my work. You guys need to call us at 303-386-3598 and share your poetry. That's what the World Poetry Open Mic is about. And really, that's what my life's been about since adulthood. Really, I had poets come into my apartment and share on stage in this little studio apartment. Hosting a poetry forum on college radio. Basically, I try to encourage poetics. I'm not the greatest poet in the world by any means, but I like to hear and see other people create. So
absolutely. Well, hey, speaking of which, we have a guy who called last week who is a huge, or not last week, the week before.
Our first show.
Huge hit. The British gentleman named Steve. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hello, Steve.
Hello, welcome back,
Steve. Doing well. How are you?
Doing well.
What do you have for us?
I have a short monologue called Yanks.
Yanks. Okay, yeah, right. We look forward to hearing this.
One time a Yank came up to me and said he didn't like me because he thought I was patronizing. I said, I think it is pronounced patronizing. And my dear boy, it's not patronizing if I'm simply thinking more important better thoughts than you are. That is all I have for tonight, and I bid you farewell.
Dude, that was strong.
Steve, you are by far one of my favorite callers into the show. I think that is...
Steve needs his own weekly segments at this point.
Can we have the Steve channel? I think I would just say that he went... Steve, what do you think of this?
All Steve, all the time. Actually, I think he dropped off, but that's all right. If you want to call up and have a rant, or a poetic rant, as the case may be, call 303-386-3598. Once again, we want to thank our sponsors, USACarpetInc.com.
Yes, USACarpetInc.com, INC.
Off the Vine Coffee, Idle Voice Lessons, and of course, our unofficial sponsor,
Ricos.
Ricos.
I was going to say Suave. does that really, really work with pizza?
We all just dated ourselves by saying that. You know that, don't you?
Just so you guys know, I do have a correction from last week. I do apologize.
Oh really?
Well, by all means, go ahead and go.
Oh,
go
yes,
ahead.
We have corrections. We have to do that now.
I did. I did mention a person that wore a bow tie that actually does not wear a bow tie.
That's serious.
During your
Doctor Who. Yeah, right? my Doctor Who thing. Dr. Evil does not wear a bow tie, but some other people do. So I got Orville Redenbacher.
All right.
Mr. Peabody. Winston Churchill.
Yes.
Charlie Chaplin. Pee Wee Herman. Stan Laurel. Jerry Lewis. Groucho Marx. The Cat in the Hat. Boo Boo the Bear. Jerry Mouse from Tom and Jerry. Huckleberry Hound. Snagglepuss. I thought that would get one. Okay, Donald Duck. Jimmy Olsen. Dagwood. Magilla Gorilla. And Fred Astaire.
Don't forget Colonel Sanders.
And in case you came in late, that is a list of all the people that our board op has had relations with. No, actually, that's all the people that have worn bow ties.
Quickest way to his heart is a bow tie.
I got to be honest here. There's a few words that just make me laugh, and snagglepuss is one of them.
Exit, stage left even.
It's true. Hey. I see the words bon appetit, and I know what it means. I just can't help laughing.
Yes. Once again, if you want to share poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598, 303-386-3598. Time to rein this back in. I need to find a poem to share with you guys to rein this back in.
I'm actually amazed we're still on the air.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed we haven't been booted off ourselves.
It's gonna happen. I think, and actually, we have some really cool segments for when that happens. So, by the way, you can go to worldpoetryopenmic.net. You can send us comments there. You can send us a poem you want us to read on the air.
I'll read it for you.
Absolutely. If you don't feel like you want to call, you want to send a poem in, worldpoetryopenmic.net. Also, if you want to advertise and help us perpetuate this travesty, go there to worldpoetryopenmic.net and just do the advertise with this page. You can kind of get some more information there.
Wait, did you know that we have swag?
We do have swag.
I forgot about the store. If you go to our website, worldpoetryopenmic.net, the graphics artist that I read Rickrolled, she put together a World Poetry Open Mic store where you can get glasses, you can get T-shirts.
Mugs, and coffee mugs, notebooks.
Okay, that's glasses, the thing that I was impressed by. Eyeball spectacles.
Yes.
Not drink sunglasses. No.
I was a little bit disappointed. I actually thought those were. I thought there was a World Poetry Open Mic monocle. I was going to get two. One for each eye so I could be twice as surprised.
We so need one. That,
yeah.
They can fall off your face at alternate times.
Exactly. What? I've got time to say. Oh. What do you have for us, buddy?
All right, I have a poem I wrote back in 2011, February of 2011, called The Dancer. Ballerina, dance with me in the night. Make my heart swell with an immense joy as we share within our mirth and delight, making me so glad that I'm your boy. Make me dizzy as we twirl and spin like Bukowski when he's drunk on scotch. holding my hand as we giggle and grin while the other men all jealously watch. You will always be my prized possession and trophy for which I have so longed. Forgive me for my every transgression, for my ignorance, for by my ignorance you have been wrong. And then in a flash you make me grow weak as you put your soft kiss upon my cheek. And that was Hobbit-inspired poetry because that was beautiful. For my wife. Oh.
Wow. No, you know, I'm really glad that Penny has a good sense of humor because I wouldn't want to have to keep bailing you out as you get kicked out of the house.
Well, I was going to say, I'm really glad she's got a good sense of humor, too, because that's what's led to us being married for 18 years.
Fair enough. I've heard stories.
Right?
Okay, so kind of changing things. Wyatt.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of the band The Silent Still?
I have.
Have you? Okay, so they just released an electronic thing. They have a bunch of like three songs on there, and all they're giving away for free at thesilentstill.com. We wanted to play a little snippet of one of their songs, which is really forward-thinking. It's really kind of a cool new style
it
that
is.
They're doing. But there's also kind of a throwback.
There's a throwback feel to it, but I've got to say, for the genre that they're in, they're an amazing band. Everybody needs to go out to thesilentstill.com and get this EP.
I definitely agree. So go to thesilentstill.com. However, we're going to play a snippet right now of one of their songs. Here we are.
The greatest adventure is what lies ahead. Today and tomorrow.
I can't stand this injustice. That's not the Silent Still. And I'm going to prove what a complete dork I am. That's Glenn Yarbrough from the animated Hobbit.
But you know what? It's the day of the Hobbit.
I know. It was really released today.
It was released today. As Wyatt was saying the other day, in about 50,000 different formats.
Yes.
So
all the formats. They actually have a format where you don't actually see the movie. You just sit there and somebody explains the movie to you.
You sit in the dark and hear the sound effects?
Yes.
All right, yeah, that's it.
Interpretive dance Hobbit.
Ooh. Yes.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
I could pull that off.
A little Cirque du Soleil. I'd watch it.
Actually, a Cirque du Soleil Hobbit?
Oh. million-dollar idea.
Copyright. Do the gang sign.
All right, so we've got a caller on the phone named Mega Tot Pants.
Mega, are you on the line?
Hello. Yes. Hi. I'm calling from Australia.
You're calling from Australia?
Yeah. I was Wyatt Kane, I think, who's in your studio right now. He's like,
yes,
on Twitter, hey.
Hello.
You guys, hi. You guys should go here and listen to this thing. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to listen to this thing. So I listened, and now I'm here, and I have a poem.
Well, hello. Let's listen to that.
Okay. I have a story, a good one too. There was a farmer with animals that go moo. A man was hired by the feline variety, a man called Oswald the Enswald, who was at a party. He was hired to do a hit. He had to do it fast, not in a bit. He took the cow and into a field, his weapon of choice did he wield. Two little china dolls did he beat, this cow into the ground, not for its meat. This was the first of the knick-knack paddywhacks.
Nice.
Very nice.
Wow, you were almost, I got to say, you were almost ejected for the weapon of choice, but we let you go and finish, and it was, as the farmer did too, and I will just say that it was a good save at the end there.
Yeah, very, very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Maga Totpence on World Poetry Open Mic on 52.8, or excuse me, jamming KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. That's a mouthful, my friend.
It really is. I was wondering, Mega, are you in any way related to Harry Totpence, which was a friend of mine that led a very interesting life?
I don't think she's on the phone.
She's on the phone. I'm just thinking about this. See if anywhere in your genealogy shows up a Harry Totpence.
I just want to say I thought we weren't going to bring up my old name.
Well, I totally blew that whole witness protection thing out of that.
Yeah, there's a reason I wasn't.
Nothing big. It's just on international radio.
No.
Anyway, okay.
Once again, you're going to want to give us a call, 303-386-3598. We're going to take a little break. Give us a call. We'll boot you up for the next segment. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver, or visit www.denverautostore.com.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today, or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
The blood is the life. Sometimes they take the form of the blood. Generally a bat. Is the life. What are you talking about? Dracula.
Dracula. You know who that is, right? Sauron.
Oh.
Christopher Lee. Thank you for playing that. Oh, I'm so energized now. The blood is life.
I'm freaking pumped.
I know. Through the roof. And we have our first in-studio guest here, Wyatt Kane. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing wonderful.
You're surviving the show with us.
It's an amazing show.
It's really... It eventually it does pay off from all the weird stuff we had you do before we went on the air.
Oh yeah, no, I truly believe
that they should actually be recording. You should have been filming us before the show.
It's kind of
and we
hazing.
Should have like a 3-hour show, because when we went to Village Inn last week, we were like in show mode the whole time.
We were in show mode, and I swear we went home. I was leaving, and I look at the clock, and it's 4 a.m. I'm thinking, oh.
That's a long night at Village Inn.
Village Inn. That is a long... That's a little bit longer than anybody should spend at Village Inn, I think.
By then, you're on your, like, second VIB.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. So let's talk a little bit, Wyatt. You know, you are known for your work on YouTube and all the stuff you do there. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what got you started and kind of what your experience has been on YouTube.
So I started editing video when I was about 17, 18 years old and just did various crazy projects.
Sure.
Took some time off, did other things, and finally just got to a point where I wanted to get back into the creative space that I'd been out of for so long.
Right.
And YouTube seemed like the best place for me to start, where I could actually just do what I wanted to do and not answer to anyone else, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Creative control.
Exactly.
Yes.
So just started my channel earlier this year and just... started doing more and more videos. I try to break everything up into shows, but it's been a really great experience, and I've got to meet a lot of really cool people, and it's just been honestly one of the funnest things I've ever done in my life.
That's really, really cool. I mean, some of the videos, because I watch your videos generally like right as they come out, absolutely cracks me up.
Now I got a quick question. Did you already mention how many subscribers you have?
I've got almost 500 now, so it's going up slowly.
But at the same time, I've seen some of your videos kind of skyrocket up in the view count.
Oh yeah, the internet is fickle for sure. It is.
I did see a Nicole Westbrook, Rebecca Black parody.
Oh yeah,
which was really disturbing.
No, it's very disturbing.
You with a wig.
Me with a wig, if it's a blonde wig, it's not too bad, but if you get a brown wig and then you add the 900 pounds of eyeliner that I had on,
yes.
I look like something from a Stephen King film.
You know?
Oh, I was going to say from a goth concert, much eyeliner.
And of course, you were with Sean Caspian in that one, right?
He's absolutely.
YouTube guy?
Yeah. Yep. Another YouTube. That's
very, very cool.
Exactly.
So did you have that as a purpose? You wanted to become a YouTube celebrity, or is that just a sidelight of you being creative?
It came later. It was where I get the real creative control, and that was the draw for me. But now that I've started doing it, I have tried to recommend it to more people as where you can.
That's really cool.
And where are you on? You're on social media, obviously.
Absolutely, on all the social media.
Are you kidding? He tweets like once a minute.
I'm sure you're probably tweeting right now.
Yeah, I've tweeted like 300 times since we sat down.
Damn. I feel so bad. I don't have anything. I don't tweet. I don't do anything. I just sit here and read poetry.
You don't even have a cell phone, man.
I know. I need to come to this century.
We need to get you a rock with some number buttons in it or something. I mean, we just make this work.
The Fred Flintstone cell phone.
I want that. Like, you could drop it as many times as you want. You throw it at people. That'd be great.
It's instead of a smartphone, it's a dumb phone. Yes?
My job. I hate my job.
It's the dumbest phone.
Okay, so really quickly.
How do we find you, first off, on these social medias?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so social media, I'm on Twitter and obviously Facebook. Twitter, you can find me under Oh My Wyatt Kane. It's WYATTKANE. And on Facebook, it's The Wyatt Kane.
All right.
So, and then on YouTube, it's just Wyatt Kane is the username, which will take you to my lovely channel page, where you'll see a very ridiculous picture of me in a raincoat.
We should put some sort of link, and then
we'll put the links on the site. That'll be up tonight. And really, the thing that's interesting about what you do is it's really kind of an eclectic mix. But it's like the thing that ties it all together is a sense of humor, and you do some pretty cool stuff. So it's definitely worth checking out, guys. If you can, check out Wyatt Kane on YouTube and following everything. And then we'll have the links on our site. Like I said, you can find it from there. Now, we do have someone waiting on the line to read a poem. She's been waiting there a little while. Hey, Marissa, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing very well.
Marissa, thank you for your patience. It's a pleasure to actually hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. You too.
I take it I know you.
Yes, you do.
Is this Miss Marissa from Maryland?
Yes.
All right.
There's only one?
Well, no, this is the Miss Marissa, the poet.
The poet.
Yes. What do you have to share with us tonight?
I have a small little poem called Repercussions.
Go for it.
All right. Passing entities bequeathed trails of bitterness. The atmosphere swelled from its sting. The end.
That's good. Brevity, but it was good.
Well, thank you.
Marissa, I thank you for calling. I hope you call next week, and I hope you call with many, many more poems throughout the course of the show. You've been a great friend for years and years, and I'm glad that you called in.
All right, thank you.
Marissa, thanks again.
Yeah, anytime.
So while I was listening to that poem, my microphone just started going all kinds of out of control. Do you see that over here?
It just
flew
away.
I really thought we weren't going to get you back on the air. What do we do now?
I think there's something going on in the studio.
It may possibly be me.
Well, it could be the spirits that follow you around. But I have another theory.
All right.
I feel like there are entities, spirits, in this studio. And you know why they're here?
Why?
Next week. They're prepping for
our epic show. Themed show.
So, once again, the Winter Solstice.
Winter Solstice, theme number one.
Theme number two, it's the Christmas show.
The pre-Christmas show. Call in with your Christmas poetry.
And three, coolest of all, it's the end of the world.
It's the end of the world. And we're going to be on the air. So, we want you to call in with your last poem ever.
Ever. That you're ever going to read ever. Call us.
I'll be honest. I don't know if I can handle that amount of awesomeness.
It's pretty awesome.
It's going to be so over the top.
Yeah, we promise
that the world might have to end.
And this is going to be a big show. I can promise because we already got the choir music.
And since Ooh. we are doing the over the top epic show, that's why I chose to Rickroll Amanda tonight
because
I didn't want that to be the last poem I ever read.
Although I will say, if we got the music, wouldn't it be awesome to Rickroll everybody just before the end of the world?
That would be the best.
And I will be adding, we all will be wearing adult diapers for the show because we're not exactly sure what'll happen.
It's a precautionary measure.
It's a precautionary measure.
For the listeners.
JT is just staring at me right
Our board op is losing his mind at this point.
He's like, I think I'm busy next week.
Run the show.
He's watching his hands over.
He just quit.
It's all yours.
Thanks, Pontius. Thank you very much.
He's outie.
So basically, this means we're going to stay on the air forever now.
Yes.
Okay.
Just leave the mics rolling. I told you they should have done this with us last week. We're in rare form right until 4 in the morning.
It's like the Jerry Lewis telethon, except maybe less trombones.
That would be a great idea. We should have a poetry-a-thon. Raise money for a charity.
We could do, and you just can't stop reading poetry. We'll just keep handing you poems, and you literally, it's
no,
like a filibuster.
No, have callers call in.
I do like that idea, though. It's like the world's longest freestyle rap, but it's just the longest freestyle poem.
Yeah. Now the brain's working tonight.
Okay, I got...
the good old brain's working.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, sir?
Where's your accent?
That's what I just said. Yes, sir?
Yeah. Okay, now...
I am the worst at keeping accents. I'll be the first.
All right, okay. I'm gonna do this right now. I'm going to take my popely... duties here seriously for a second. I'm just going to absolve you of this whole accent thing so you don't have this hanging over your head.
I'm sorry. I think it's the worst at it.
You could take it upon yourself.
We're going to have to do another bet, and you're going to have to hold me to it. Maybe like roll an egg around the station with my nose or something.
No one wants to see that.
Well, no. We'll do it after hours.
I could take your obligation on my own back, and no. I could do the rest of the show with an accent.
No. No.
No? You don't think I should?
No.
I don't know.
We might chase away listeners.
No. Yeah, we might chase away listeners. I get free hot dogs with this accent, and I'm actually not kidding.
I'm not even going
free anymore. Accent hot dog.
No, yeah. I'm sincerely a hot dog. No, I mean,
why are you pointing at me? Because I wasn't even going down that
awkward
road.
Awkward silence. And where do I look? I look to the poet who's sitting there with this huge smile on his face. And I know it's not really about the hot dog. You know what I
mean? It's never about the hot dog.
It's never really about the hot dog, is it? Never.
Once again, you're listening to KZKO The Vibe. A progressive broadcast in your modern life. And Wyatt Cade and my co-host have just erupted into the giggles. And I'm about to join them. So we got to kind of keep this straight. We've got a couple more minutes left
of
the
show. Straight.
If you want to call in with the last poem of the night, give us a call, 303-386-3598. Once again, that number is 303-386-3598. And I'll share one real quick. This is entitled Tombstone. You came to mourn upon my grave, for even the damned need to rest. Never quite learning this life's test. Now to the blood I am a slave, the object for which I crave, the demon that once was blessed. More poems from my mind I wrest, another horror through which I brave. Teardrops make my tombstone wet, for angels should remain in heaven, showing only righteous love. Trust me, angel, I am a threat. My corruption on you will leaven, for my evil is the worst to speak of. An Italian Sonnet by J. Todd Underhill. Okay, so it wasn't in the right meter, but you know.
No, that was great, man. It's always a pleasure hearing kind of what you choose to do week to week and kind of how it evolves. It's kind of cool to see the process.
I just opened my book and go for it, whatever is sitting there.
That's really cool. Well, you know, and once again, let's talk about our sponsors one more time.
All right.
We're here with USA Carpet. Which is a company here in Denver, Colorado. You can find them at usacarpetinc.com.
We got Off the Vine. They're our poetic home away from here.
That's right.
KZKO is our worldwide poetic home, our local poetic home. Off the Vine Coffee and Wine. And they've got food, smoothies. Come on down there on Thursday nights. Check out the live poetry open mic. I think you'll enjoy it.
Some serious, serious wine there, guys. That's really good stuff. Megan knows what she's talking about.
Of course. And then... IdleVoiceLessons.com.
Of course.
Everything you need to audition well for American Idol.
It's true. I mean,
you can use it for other shows too, The Voice. And
oh yeah, it's there for all reality talent shows, and it's more about you know, there is the voice training part, but there's also about how do you present yourself, how do you come across as a competent person that they can actually have on the show.
Yeah, it'll better your chances even to be on The Price is Right. Okay, maybe not.
You know, well,
It depends on if they go for the highest common denominator.
Yeah.
$1. I bid $1.
$1?
Teach somebody to spin the wheel.
That was me. I found the gong again that I really enjoy.
And, of course, we want to thank our guest in the studio, Wyatt Kane. Wyatt Kane, thank you for coming out.
Thank you.
We're going to have you out again, too, because what a hilarious session this has been.
I've had a wonderful time.
You're going to have to share another poem, though, the next time you come here.
Oh, no, I will come fully prepared. And hopefully the weird stuff we did before the show, you know, we can
skip that.
Yeah, we can skip that.
The whole candles and the robes thing, that can just not have to happen.
No, the robes
very
good,
strange.
But, well.
It was a little strange. We were making it up as we went along.
The
really.
Whole chant? Really? Oh. The mantra?
I made the mantra up.
That was a good mantra.
It was pretty good, wasn't it? Yeah. That was the thing I think I was born with as a talent, as a child. My mother said, you know, you can't do anything else.
Spontaneous freestyle mantra.
But you're good at freestyle mantras.
Once again, you're going to want to check us out, www.worldpoetryopenmic.net. You're going to want to friend us on Facebook. You're going to want to follow us on Twitter, stalk us however you'd like. You're going to want to make KZKO your friend on Facebook and Twitter as well. Keep up with all the World Poetry Open Mic happenings.
And go give Wyatt Kane some love here. You got to find him on Line 2 on YouTube, on Twitter at Oh My Wyatt Kane, and The Wyatt Kane on Facebook.
Yep. Just Wyatt Kane on YouTube, and there's this subscribe button that you click.
Seriously funny stuff, guys. It's really worth it.
And just like Ellie June, as soon as I get home, I'm going to be finding you on YouTube and friending you, too, or following you, stalking
That's great. I'll be glad to have you.
It'll be like a 501 then.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. You'll be the lucky 500.
I'm going to be starting my my Wyatt Kane parody channel, where I do nothing but just parody all of your videos.
That's going to get a little ridiculous. Not going to lie.
You'll become like Star Wars and just escalate all the way up. Not the movies, the actual thing.
Oh, yeah, the actual Star Wars.
The actual Star Wars. It was really disappointing. There was no Darth Vader involved with that.
No.
No.
Too bad.
I'm sure it would have been great if there was, though.
That would have been
Everything's
cooler.
Greater with Vader. Oh, another poem by J. Todd Underhill.
Vader Sorry. Chips.
Vader chips.
The evilest snack.
What?
I don't know. Evilist isn't even a word.
What am
is
I
it?
Doing with my life and why are we here? I don't even know what we're doing now. All right.
Once again, happened? You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic on KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. Once again, join us next week, 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Use Google, figure out what time it is in your zone. Join us and share your poetry. We thank you all for listening. Thank you to the MSE Radio Network for their help in putting this wonderful forum on for poets everywhere.
Absolutely. And thank you again to Wyatt Kane. Thank you for coming in here, buddy. Thank you to our producer, Mary Cohn. Thank you to our board op rock star, JT.
The 8 boy.
I am Michael Amade.
And I'm J. Todd Underhill. Thank you.
Yeah.
His foe is dead, the worm of dread, and ever so his foes shall fall. The sword is sharp, the spear is long, the arrow swift, the gate is strong. Heart is born.